We'll discuss a little bit about the mitzvah, the custom of saying slichos. The Svardim Jews already have begun on Rosh Chodesh Elul. They begin to say slichos, the extra prayers that are added during this time period. As a general rule, we know it's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban, on whether tefillah is biblical or rabbinical. So the Rambam's opinion is, mitzvahs aseh b'chol yom, there's a biblical mitzvah every day to pray. And the Ramban seems to limit it only be a sara, during a time of need, earthquake, war, some external factor. So it seems to be a fundamental machlokes, Rambam and Ramban, on whether tefillah, prayer, is biblical or rabbinical. Rav Soloveitchik explained it more as a local issue. Everybody agrees. The only time prayer is biblical is be asara, during a time of need. The dispute is, what's the definition of time of need? According to the Rambam, every day is a time of need. Human frailty, life, we always have saras and worries. Every day is a biblical obligation. The Ramban learns it's a more external need. So, in general, when we add extra tefillahs on tainis and riboy tefillah. So during the month of Elul, the time, the 30-day period, 40-day periods of tshuva, so we add extra piyutim and tzrichas. The main part of the tzrichas is the yud gimel midos, is the different principles that we say. And maybe a separate chair will discuss when is the appropriate time for tzrichas. That's a separate discussion. So the Minhag Svard already began Rosh Chodesh Elul. The Minhag Ashkenaz is we don't begin saying Slichos. There is no set date because it depends on when Rosh Hashanah falls out. We need a minimum of 4 days of Slichos before Rosh Hashanah. So if Rosh Hashanah was on Tuesday, we'd have to go back the week before. And we always start Saturday night, the beginning of the week, to keep the uniformity, and it begins with Motzei Menucha, some of them in Sunday morning, but we begin on Sunday, Saturday night. So this year, Rosh Hashanah falls out on Wednesday night, so you have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, so we begin the Saturday night before Rosh Hashanah. Why 4 days? So the different commentators point out, some point out the old practice was that during Aseret Yemei Tshuva, during the 10 days of Tshuva, not only did you do Tshuva, or try to, but you also fasted, you did not eat. So, however, there are 4 days during Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur where it's prohibited to fast. The 2 days Rosh Hashanah, even though there are earlier opinions that one is permitted to fast, our tradition is no. Our minig is we have a chi of simcha. We have an obligation to have a meal on Rosh Hashanah. And the Erev Yom Kippur and a Shabbos Tshuva. So those 4 days we have to eat. So in lieu of the 4 days that really we should be fasting, but in lieu of fasting, what can we do? We say Slichos. Hence we need the 4 day period before. Others point out, based on psukim, hikraftim, ola, that basically, that before you brought a karban before you brought a sacrifice, you had to check the animal that it had no blemish. And you had to check it for 4 days. You had 4 days to check it. So too, we're getting ready for Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. So we have to check ourselves. We need a bedika for ourselves as well for 4 days. So those are the two schools of thought, whether really the main thing is fasting, but since we can't fast, so we would make it up with slichos. And according to the second opinion, the important thing is that slichos should create a bedika in ourselves. It's always hard to see the flaws in yourself. Therefore, one has to look extra careful. It could be also based on the practice, that's what the minhag, of checking tefillin and mezuzahs during the month of Elul also has to do with the same issue as the Bali Musar explained that we're compared to Sifrei Torah, and I like I say, for Torah, Tefillah, Mezuzos, if you had a good bedik originally, it was a qualified sofer, a scribe who checked it out, you just have to do a little tweaking. But if your initial pair of tefillin weren't good, then you have a big problem. You have to get a new pair of tefillin. So too, if our hashkafas are basically good, we just have to tweak, we just have to check, and we have to do a bedika. But if our initial hashkafas, philosophy, way outlook, we have to change, that's a lot harder avodah. So either way, that's the minhag Ashkenaz. We begin 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. This year we always begin Saturday night, but this year it's the Saturday night before Rosh Hashanah. So this interesting halacha brought down by the Ramah. The Ramah brings down in Siman Tavkov Pei Aleph, Sif Aleph, the Ramah says, V'yesh mekomo shenoagin shehamispalel slichos mispalel kol hayom. The Ramah quotes a custom that in certain places, the one who led the Slicha service, he daven as well. He was the Shliach Sibor. He was our leader in davening for all the prayers of the day. That's a whole discussion. What about the Ma'ariv before, the Ma'ariv after, but certainly Shacharis and Mincha. So you continue going to Shacharis as well as Mincha. So what is the source of the Minhag of the Ramah? Where does the Ramah get this from? So the Magen Avraham writes, it seems to be based on a general principle we have. V'chol ha-matchil b'mitzvah, the Magen Avraham writes, omu l'gmar. That whoever begins a mitzvah, we always tell you, you should finish it. As the Gra explains, the source is really, the Magen Avraham gets this from a Yerushalmi, that when it begins a mitzvah, you have to finish it. And where do we know, where else do we find that one who begins a mitzvah has to finish it? One of the sources Rashi and Chazal quote all the time is by Atzmos Yosef, the bones of Yosef. That the Torah tells us that we know Moshe Rabbeinu took the bones of Yosef out of Mitzrayim, like it says in Parashas B'Shalach. But if you look in Sefer Yoshua, it says, and B'nai Yisrael, who took the bones of Yoshua out of Mitzrayim. So which one is it? Who took the bones out? So the Gemara explains that if one began a mitzvah and did not finish it, so therefore the one who finishes gets credit for everything. So Moshe was punished, or at least he was taken away credit for a mitzvah because he didn't finish it. So obviously we see from here, the one who begins a mitzvah should finish it, because usually the mitzvah goes al shem sofa, the mitzvah goes on the end. So either way, that's the Ramah. So the question is, number one is, do we follow this Ramah? Does the Ramah still apply? So we'll see two different schools of thought. We'll see from the Binyan Shlomo, we have Shlomo HaKohen of Vilna, and we'll see from Rav Soloveitchik. So we'll begin with the Binyan Shlomo. So the Binyan Shlomo asked the following question on the Ramah, the Magen Avraham. The Ramah just says that one who says Slicha Shedavon, he doesn't give the reason. The Magen Avraham gives the reason, because you begin a mitzvah, you have to finish it. So the Binyan Shlomo asks, Tamu Ali, it's a wonder. The mahu inyan zeh inyan lahamatchil b'mitzvah. What is it? We're very aware of the principle: you begin a mitzvah, you finish it. But what does it have to do here? The hasam, the osik b'mitzvah achas saras ligmor. That what does it have to do with here? That beginning a mitzvah, ending it. Avol hacha mitzvah shahatchil kvar gamra. I understand that when if you're beginning a mitzvah, you should finish it. But here, the one who finished Slichas began the mitzvah and finished Slichas. What does Shacharis have to do with Amatchel and Mitzvah Omer Gemar? And secondly, what's the connection between Slichas and Tefillah? Why, if I daven Slichas, I should be accorded the honor of davening? And we never find it all year round that the one who davens Shacharis davens Musaf. In fact, we usually find it's a different Baal Musaf than Baal Shacharis. So what in the world is this Ramah, this Magen Avraham based on? So the Binyan Shlomo finds the rationale of the Magen Avraham difficult, and he disagrees, and he says nothing to do with Hamatchil b'mitzvah Omer Gmar. The mitzvah is over. You finished and you completed it. Aye, so what's the Ramah getting at? The Ramah is getting at something else. So the Binyan Shlomo says that we know, even in the by the Beis HaMikdash, by the daily service that we used to do, there was something called the Trumas Hadeshin. That when they used to collect the ashes. So it wasn't the most highly coveted job. You know, it's taking out the garbage usually isn't high on the list. Taking out the Trumas Hadeshin wasn't necessarily on the high end. So therefore, in order to give incentive for a person to do the Trumas Hadeshin, so one who removed the ashes, they wanted to entice them, so they offered them to do as well. They used to bring the two logs of well, you know, another type of thing. So therefore, that's what the Binyan Shlomo writes here. To entice people to do slichos, you had to get them to do other things. So at least during those days, slichos wasn't highly coveted. Davening was more coveted. So if you entice someone to do slichos by letting them lead the tzibur, today, you know, that's so simple. That's even too many people like davening slichos. They think slichos is a bigger honor than tefillah. But that's a separate issue. So why wasn't the slichos looked upon as the same as davening? So some say because slichos inherently doesn't have the same status of tefillah. Others point out that since slichos was recited in the middle of the night, so compensation for waking up early, immediate reward. Or others point out that it required great effort. Today we have all the different slichos, it's in print, even Art Scroll has the different ones. And Art Scroll has the different ones, and everyone has their own slichos. So, but it used to be the Chazan used to read the slichos, and people used to just listen. So therefore, in order to reward for his hard work, therefore the Chazan got to continue on. So the Binyan Shlomo concludes, therefore, this Ramah that says that that one who says Slichos should daven all day, that really doesn't apply today. Because today, when everyone reads Slichos for themselves, and therefore all the Shliach Tzibur does is say the end, and therefore the Binyan Shlomo claims this, the minhag of the Ramah doesn't apply today. And therefore, the one who says Slichos doesn't have to be the one davening. The Rav Soloveitchik disagreed and felt the halacha still applies. The Magen Avraham is correct. It's based on Hamatchil b'mitzvah Omer Gmar, and therefore one who begins the mitzvah has to finish. One who begins slichos has to do shacharis. But what about the Binyan Shlomo's question of what does slichos have to do with shacharis, and why should it's true, Yamatchil b'mitzvah, you did finish it, you finished slichos. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik points out, that really, slichos isn't its own tefillah. It's like a hakdama to tefillah. Like the Rav Soloveitchik says, on the opposite end, tefillas ne'ilah yom kippur. That let's say some, for whatever reason, didn't daven shacharis or musaf, mincha, so he can't lead the services for Ne'ilah, because Ne'ilah isn't an independent tefillah, it's a summation of all the tefillahs a day. So someone has to have prayed all the previous tefillahs for him to represent us. So they point out that that's what happened, that's the same thing here, that Tzrichas is the introduction to tefillah. And therefore, it's a Hakdama, therefore the one who says slichos and doesn't daven, so perhaps he doesn't get credit for slichos either. Slichos is an introduction to tefillah, and that's why it's all one mitzvah. It's this mitzvah we started off, like the Ramban, that everybody agrees tefillah is biblical, even the Ramban, and therefore during this time of Elul, the times of 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, all these times, one has an obligation to pray even more than they usually have in the past, and therefore, the one who daven tzlichas continues on because it's a continuation of the whole general mitzvah of tefillah. So to summarize, we discussed the 4 days. Why 4 days before? But I mean, either because the 4 days we can't fast during Aseret Yemei Tshuva, 2 days Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur, and Shabbos, and therefore we make it up by saying tzlichas. The other school of thought is that you have to do a bedika on ourselves. It's like we do before we bring an animal. And that's why we do 4 days. What's the panorama? The minhag of one who says tzlichas has to daven all day. The Bhagavad Ram says based on the principle you begin a mitzvah, you end a mitzvah. The Binyan Shlomo says, what does it have to do with anything? You began and finished tzlichas, so we're not, it doesn't make any sense. And we normally don't find the Baal Shachar is davening and continue on Musaf, so why should this be different? And therefore, the Binyan Shlomo rejects the Magen Avraham's reason. He says the Ramah is based on the fact that we needed some, just like by Trumas Hadeshim, we needed some incentive to get people to do the dirty work, so to speak. So too, Slichas were much harder. It was in the middle of the night. You didn't have a sitter, so therefore it was a reward. And therefore, according to the Binyan Shlomo, today, the Minig no longer applies. And therefore, you could have one person davening slichas, another davening shacharis. However, Rav Salavashik said, no, the Magen Avraham stays intact. It's all part of the mitzvah of tefillah. Tefillah be'esara, that slichas is in his own tefillah, but this, like, it's on the bookends. Slichas is the haktam of tefillah, and the Ilan Yom Kippur is on the other side. It's the summation, and therefore, it's all part of tefillah be'esara. And therefore, you know, one should keep it in mind. And as we say on Musaf and Rosh Hashanah and in the Sana Tokos and in the Sana Tokef, Utfila is one of the things that is Ma'avir and is Roa HaGezerah. Prayer is one of the things that could take away the evil decree. So it's a mitzvah all year round to daven all the time, every day, but especially now, according to everyone, they're in the time of Elul. We're in a time of Erev Rosh Hashanah. It's a time of Esara, and therefore one should put a focus more on the davening.